That's right. RiseUpRadio.org. You can also get archives of our show there. And during our phenomenal fundraising show a couple weeks ago, Rise Up Radio invited a bunch of activist groups from throughout New York City to gather at WBAI, and after our show, they shared with an in-studio audience some of their plans for the long, hot summer. For a taste of what some of these kick-ass community organizations are up to, here's a few voices from Rise Up Radio's summer preview. We'll bring you more groups in the next few weeks on our show.
My name is Omar Osiris. I'm with West Harlem Environmental Action in Harlem. It's an environmental justice group that works on issues as asthma, diesel fuel, marine transfer stations, that kind of thing. For West Harlem Environmental Action, Northern Manhattan is only 7.2 miles and is home to 6 of 7 MTA diesel bus depots, more than any other borough. Two sewage treatment plants, both operated on diesel fuel, one in West Harlem, the other in Ward's Island. A garbage transfer station, and four outdoor sanitation diesel truck lots. So for this summer, what WEACT is going to be doing is having a lot of events in Northern Manhattan, Washington Heights, Harlem, around these bus depot centers. Because what's happening is that 25% of kids in Harlem have asthma. Okay, so we know that the diesel exhaust from these buses and from these depot stations are causing a disproportionate number of asthma in our kids and in our community. So what we're doing is we're having different events in July and in August around the depot stations.
I'm from Youth Block, and we're part of NYSPC, which is National Youth Student Peace Coalition. And on Saturday, August 28th, the day before the RNC starts, we're having a youth convergence. And it's a day for young people to meet and network with other young people across the country who come in that day and to learn and share strategies for building a stronger, bigger youth movement. And also there's going to be interactive art, music and poetry spaces and banner making for the Books Not Bombs contingent in Sunday's march. And it's all based on the Books Not Bombs agenda. And you guys can go to nyspc.net for more info on that. You guys can visit us at youthblock.org, and that's B-L-O-C without a K.
Hi, my name is Raven Vargas. I'm the campaign director of the Prison Moratorium Project, and what we do is we basically our simple mission is to stop the construction and expansion of the prison industrial, the prison industry, and we call a moratorium on any new construction. Very simple. We have the Teach Us Don't Cuff Us campaign, which is juvenile justice. We work with Coalition of Youth Justice for Youth Coalition, where we're doing taking the cops out of the schools. That's one campaign, and we're also as a result of that, we're developing a street academy where we're going to be asking 14 to 24-year-old young people to be applying for youth internship positions at the PMP for the summertime. It's an 8 to 10 week program training young people to be youth prison activists around juvenile justice issues. So I'm going to be sending out a call out for those applications. I'm a police brutality victim. I was abused by cops in the year 2002. You want to read about it on the web, Village Voice. You had it on the show. But the fact of the matter is something that we're dealing with right now. The MTA is going to not allow people to take pictures or videotape anything. And we're using my lawsuit, which is coming up in June, because our lawsuit was specifically saying that we have the right to videotape and document police officers that are brutalizing people. That's what we did. That's why we got beat up. And now we're going to be aligning with the Strap Hangers campaign to try to make sure that our civil liberties to be able to photograph and document whoever we want to in the public, MTA, to be able to do that. So that campaign is going to be launched. They're not going to allow anybody to take pictures or videotape anything in the subways, and it's going to be criminalized, and it's going to be considered a pro-terrorist activity. And so we're trying to develop a campaign against that, to protect those civil liberties. So
yeah, so I'm Kay Swift. I'm the projects and program coordinator at Urban Word NYC. We're a nonprofit organization centered around offering youth free spaces to give themselves uncensored expression. We host writing workshops. Our summer programming includes a Business of Hip Hop workshop on Tuesday afternoons in July, art and social justice workshops on Tuesdays in August. We have our summer reading list that starts on Thursdays in July and runs until September. Our performance series are coming up. We have the poetry dialogues with Queer Questioning and Allies, which was a workshop series that we had at Urban Word, and that will be at the Bowery Poetry Club on June 13th. Followed by Crosswords, which is a multi-voice event with group poetry going on the same night, also at the Bowery from 8 to 10. June 30th, we're having a big event at BAM Cafe where Words Sizzle, celebrating our 6th annual Teen Slam Team that just went to the Brave New Voices National Youth Poetry Festival and took second place in the slam competition out there. And finally, our biweekly open mics will be on Wednesdays starting July 14th, every other Wednesday at the New Eurekan Poets Cafe from 6 to 9 p.m. If you missed any of that, check out our website, www.urbanwordnyc.org. It has the full calendar, has contact information about all sorts of collaborations that we can put on. And, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, party people. Here we go.
That's right. You're listening to Rise Up Radio. That was some of our summer preview. What's coming up in the world of youth activism in New York City this summer? It's 11:52. We have a few announcements before we wrap up the show. The Ella Baker School celebrates 10 years of democracy in South Africa. There will be a benefit concert, performance, art, and activism tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. The benefit will be held in the auditorium of the Julia Rickman Education Complex, located at 317 East 67th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues in Manhattan. Tickets are cheap. Light refreshments will be sold. And for more information on that one, you can show up tonight from 6 to 8 at the Julia Rickman Education Complex. Again, 317 East 67th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues. And also coming up is tomorrow, the New York Coalition of Radical Educators is having a film screening at Teachers College of Class Dismissed about what you find in high school textbooks, as we've been talking about a little bit on the show today. Not much. That's tomorrow from 2 to 4:30 at Teachers College on 120th Street between Broadway and Amsterdam. It's 229 Thompson Hall.
And starting on Tuesday, that's June 15th, is the 8th annual Queer at Here Festival. It's held at the Here Art Center in Soho, and it's a cultural exploration of the lives and works of queer artists. It's going to feature 17 shows, including Descendants on Freedom, which bills itself as a futuristic queer hip-hop odyssey. And the Here Arts Festival is, the center is located at 6th between Spring and Broom from the 15th to the 26th.
You've been listening to Rise Up Radio here on WBAI. I'm Nell Geiser with Maggie Graham. We'd like to thank our guests who came in, Alex and everyone else, Jen Poo from CAV. You can find archives.
Too.
Thanks, Jillian. You can find archives of our show or check out our double CD compilation, Artists Fight the System, at riseupradio.org. Riseupradio.org. You can also call us at 212-209-2948. We're going out with Ozamotli, Cut Chemist Suite. Thanks for listening.